in the grave, that would have been the end of it. Nothing would have ever been accomplished. But because he lives, men and women are still being saved, knowing that their sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ over 2,000 years after his birth and or his death. People are still calling upon the name of the Lord for forgiveness of their sins. And if you don't know him this morning, our prayer is on this Christmas morning that this would be the day that you call upon the Lord to give you the best gift. I thought that yesterday and this morning, over the 30-some years that I've been trying to preach the Word of God, that we have used many different texts for Christmas. We've used many different readings for Christmas. But today, he is still the greatest story ever told. It was about a man who came to earth that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. And the wise men, aren't you glad that you're wise today? The world may not think that we're that smart, but look what we've done. We elected Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and I'm looking at some of the wisest people that there is in the world. And because we follow the star, he's not the star of this world, but he's my star. He's your star. He's that bright morning star. And he will guide our lives, not just to salvation, but he'll guide our lives each and every day if we'll just follow him. In the book of Luke, in the second chapter where we read last Sunday morning, is where we'll be reading from again today. And we ask that you pray for us for just a few minutes of time. I know that we will not be having service tonight, and I'm not going to use this opportunity to preach two messages. I'm just going to preach one. So you pray for just a few minutes of time that we stand before you this morning, that God will just anoint the words that would go out and be words of encouragement to those of us that know him as our Savior. And if we would have lost in our midst today, if you don't know him, our prayer is that you can receive the best Christmas present there is, because he came that you could have this life. And not just one time a year, but how many of you are witnesses today that God gives us presents every day of the year? If just because we're his. Amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's word in the book of Luke in the second chapter, and starting with the first verse, so many churches, no doubt, across the world, many ministers is reading these same scriptures today, because we do have something to celebrate. And I'd like to start with verse 1. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made to Cyrenius, when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And it was while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is to all the world. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. And stop reading there with that 14th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And we see today, just from these scripture reading, that there was great excitement as we preached last Sunday morning or Sunday night about this joy, this great joy that he gives to each and every one of us, that there was great excitement because the Savior had come to earth. And he was born there in a manger. If you follow the scripture reading very closely this morning, you see that it said that Mary had her firstborn son. fulfilling the prophecy that a virgin should conceive. You go back to the book of Matthew and read there how that the angel came unto her and said that she was favored amongst men and that God, and that she would bring forth a son. That this virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. Mary was his mother. The Holy Ghost was his father. People say, I don't believe it. In order to be saved, you will believe it. People say, how did it happen? I don't know all the ins and outs. All I know is I believe that Jesus was conceived by Mary and the Holy Spirit. He was born in a manger and he came to pay the price for your sins and for mine. This morning I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, The Reason We Celebrate. The Reason We Celebrate. I've seen so much over the years, and I heard even this past week that many of the world, all of the merchandisers are using this time of the year. They use this. This is their biggest payday of the whole year. That when they have people come in and buy gifts for their loved ones, and we're all guilty of it. We all want to give gifts as our children and grandchildren request them. And the merchandisers are using this as the biggest. It is their biggest payday of all the year. People are celebrating many different ways, and they don't even know what they're celebrating. They see it as a holiday. And I guess your pastor has been somewhat of a smart aleck this past week and in weeks before, because when somebody would say, Happy Holidays, I love to tell them, Merry Christmas. Because it's not a holiday that I'm celebrating. You can celebrate a holiday if you wish to do so. I am celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the reason we celebrate this day. It's not the tree, it's not the lights, it's not the gifts under the tree. And I watched our grandchildren, some of them, open gifts yesterday. And to see the excitement in their faces and to see the joy when they opened up the gifts, it humbled my heart. Because they was receiving things that they really enjoy and things that they really spark their interest that they have. And we enjoy giving them gifts, Brother Jim. But that's not the reason that I celebrate. I celebrate it because God gave me the best gift that I ever received. And when he gave his son, Jesus Christ. And I just follow the example that he has given to us. He gives us gifts and we try to give those that we love gifts. And for those of you that's already opened your Christmas presents, it's a great joy to be able to receive and give gifts. But it's not the reason that we celebrate. The reason that we celebrate is because no more do we have to gather and pray for God to send a Messiah. We no longer have to look for the scribes and for the priests to give us a word on when and where the Messiah is going to be born. Today we celebrate because in Bethlehem, the Judea, the Savior was born. And many of them folks still today don't believe that he was born. But folks, let me tell you, if he was not born, we are all still dead and in our sins, and we're all going to die and go to hell. And people say that's hard on the Sunday morning of Christmas celebration. Folks, we celebrate because Jesus did come. He was born, and as Tara requested him, I thought that was a good Christmas song. Because he lives. Because he lives, we can celebrate Christmas this morning. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate because no more do we have to pray for Messiah to come to save his people from their sins. Brother Bill, we celebrate because no more do we have to go and offer up a sacrifice every year to postpone our sins for yet another year. We celebrate because the Lamb of God came in a manger in Bethlehem. I believe I said this last Sunday night, and I'm going to mention it again this morning in our message. I remember so vividly the messages that Brother Sterling preached here and across the country. And you remember when every year or every time he would preach about the sheep, he'd say it was only fitting that God would have to go to the manger to get the lamb for the sacrifice of man's sins. But folks, we can celebrate today because when God went to that little manger in Bethlehem, it was the last time that a lamb had to be offered up for the sins of mankind. We can celebrate it today because the last time, the last lamb has been offered. All those other lambs was just a typification of what was to come, an example of things to come down in years in the future. But when God allowed the best lamb to come, it was a lamb without blemish and spot. It was a lamb that was perfect. It wasn't a lamb that was lame or had any marks or any sin at all in its life. But this was a perfect lamb that was laid there in a manger. No wonder the shepherds went to where he was born. And no wonder that the magi, the wise men, came after the birth and come to see where this Christ child was and to see him. No wonder when he was gathered there and he would begin to speak in the synagogues that people would stop whatever they were doing and they would listen to what Jesus had to say to them. And I like the verse this morning, and I said I wasn't going to be too long-winded, but I like the verse when they was all gathered around, and I'm giving you Roger's words or paraphrasing from it this morning from the Word of God, when they was all gathered around listening to him, they said, "Never a man spake like this man." Never did they hear anybody speak about God. And he wasn't talking about something that he had read about, but Brother Chad, he was talking as God in the flesh and giving them the word right there. We celebrate today because prior to the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, paradise was as close as man could get to heaven. It was as close as they could get. They died believing that a Messiah would come. And because of that, they went to paradise. And don't fall out with me this morning. This is in the Word of God. They went to paradise waiting for the Messiah to come. But how many of you remember in the Word of God, as we celebrate today, let me say this first. When we die, Brother Ron, we don't have to go to a paradise. Because we read in the Word of God when Jesus died upon the cross at Calvary, not only did His blood flow forward to you and I, but His blood also went backward to those that was in the prisons. People say, those are the ones that was lost. No, He went back to those that died faith believing that a Messiah would come. They didn't know what year it would come, but they had the prophets to tell them that in Bethlehem a Savior would be born. They had the prophets to tell them that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a Savior for man's sins. They had the prophets to tell him that there is coming a day when you will no longer have to offer up a yearly sacrifice. And I can, every year when I think about this, it excites my soul that those that were in paradise, locked up waiting for the blood to come backwards to them that died faith believing, I can just see them when the earth turned dark when Jesus died upon the cross and people was mourning on this side of paradise. People in paradise was rejoicing that finally the Messiah had come, bled and died for their sins and for your sins and mine. We celebrate today because we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we ought to be, and I'm so excited about this. I shared with the church on Wednesday night. It seems like, and even today on national TV, as I would turn on the TV this morning to get some to go through some of the programming, I noticed on national TV, one of the well-known, morning talk shows that aired from New York City, that they came on there and they said, "Merry Christmas." And at the end of it, they had a group of singers that was singing about this Savior that you and I worship. And I'm thinking and I'm praying, church, God has heard our prayers and our country is finally realizing that we are not just celebrating a holiday, but we are celebrating Christmas, the day of Christ, His birth, His life, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And let's not even stop there. Let's celebrate today that He's coming again in the clouds of glory to receive leave his children, not to celebrate here, but folks, we're going to celebrate on the other side of the river. Can I preach this morning? Christmas Day is going to be every day when we get to heaven. Every day. We celebrate because man, the Bible says in the law that, and in the Old Testament, it tells us that man could not even look upon the face of God. It tells us that man could not go to God. But we celebrate that even though we could not go to God, God came to man. God came to man. People say, how did he do that? He came in the form of a babe born in a manger. I like that song Rachel sings, and I believe we'll have her close our message this morning with that song. He has his father's eyes. Could you imagine as everyone looked into his eyes? They saw a babe that was different than any other child that they had ever looked upon. The Bible says, and let me be very clear with this morning. Moses was a goodly child. The Bible says that, right? The Bible tells us that Samson was, if I can say it, a good-looking man. The Bible says Joseph was a good-looking man. But you know what it says about Jesus? That there was no beauty in him that he should be desired. But you know what? When they looked in him, they saw a face that was different than every other child that they looked in. They seen something, Brother Ron, that was different. When they looked into his eyes, folks, some of them may have said, hey, he has his father's eyes. They wasn't talking about Joseph. They was talking about his true father. They were looking to his eyes and see the Son of God, but he would look in their eyes and see even to the depths of their soul and see that they needed a Savior. And if that child could have talked there in the manger when the shepherds were gathered around and when the magi was gathered around, you know what he would have said? You see me as a child, but I am not a child. I am your Lord and Savior. I will die for your sins and pay the debt that you owe and cannot pay today. They look for him to come. We celebrate today because prior to the Lord coming, man did not know what true forgiveness of their sins was. What it was is that their sins was just laid over from one year to another. They offered up the sacrifices. They took those little animals, and people say, all those animals that was offered up, it was because the law said the man that sins must have a restitution for the sins that they have committed. Until Jesus come, all those animals was offered. You know why we don't bring animals into the house of God to offer them up? Because ever since the birth and back there in Bethlehem, there's not been a reason to have one sacrifice. His God's sacrifice paid the debt that you and I owe today. We celebrate because it is the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some folks might want to fall out and say, well, it was probably in the springtime, not in the middle of winter, that he was born. And they're probably right today. And I'm not going to dispel what the historical facts tell us. But folks, it doesn't matter what time of the year we celebrate it. In fact, can I preach it like this? We ought not celebrate it just one day a year anyway, but we ought to celebrate it every day that Jesus came that we might be able to have life. And I've heard so many preachers over the years, and I even said it myself over the years as well. Many of our folks don't have a problem going to a manger and seeing a little baby that's lying there. But folks, let me tell you, and I'm not preaching against a manger, and I'm not being disrespectful. Yes, I appreciate that he was born in a manger in Bethlehem. But folks, it's not the babe in the manger that I celebrate. I celebrate that when Mary and the other Mary come there and the other sister, they said, behold the place where they have laid my God and my Savior. He is not here. An angel said unto them, or the Lord said unto them, behold, he is, you seek the living amongst the dead. Folks, he is not dead, but he's alive today, and he's coming again real soon, not to come as a babe in a manger, but he's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to gather those that believe. How many of you believe upon him this morning that he is the true reason that we celebrate Christmas today? Even the angels rejoiced. Can you see this morning? Let me have a few moments and then I'll close. I believe that the angels rejoiced not just when they came here and said to them, fear not, and suddenly in the 13th verse, and suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. But I believe, Sister Mary, that the angels in heaven was rejoicing because they had seen since the beginning of time, that since God spoke them into existence, they had seen men and women that had needed a Savior, but they was looking for one. But in heaven, when He was born there in a manger, there was a great celebration. Let's celebrate Christmas today, not as a gift, not as what we can give or what we can receive, but let's celebrate it that this is the day that we recognize the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to everybody today, because He has come and He's coming again, and we need to celebrate His birth. People say, I celebrate a lot of things. Folks, we ought to celebrate Christmas like no other day. And in just in a few more months, we'll be celebrating Easter. We ought to celebrate every day, the days that the Lord has given to us. He forgave us of our sins. He saved us. Did you know prior to Him being born, men could not stand up and say, my sins have been forgiven? All they could say is, I believe that there's a Messiah that's coming. Today, you and I that are born again, we've already received the greatest gift. Nobody can give us a gift compared to what God has already given to us. How many of you know that you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ? You know what you have? You have a special gift today. And because of that gift, yesterday He gave you more gifts. See these kids, and even we as adults, on Christmas they open up the gifts, and then when they're all gone, they look around and say, is there any more? Brother Ron, every day God shows up with gifts that you and I can't even begin to number the good things that God has given to us. And people say, why does He give you so much? Because I'm His and He's mine. I'm His child today. He's my Lord and Savior, and He wants us to have the best that this world has to offer. He gives us the best that heaven has. And sometimes, folks, it's not the gift that makes Christmas. It's who you're with that makes Christmas. For many years now, Becky and I have not even exchanged gifts. And the reason why is because how many of you can really say there's something that you need? You know, most of it is we're buying a gift just to buy a gift. And some of you say, why didn't you preach that last Sunday? It could have saved you some money, right? Sometimes we're just buying a gift to buy a gift. But occasionally, it does not have to be Christmas. Some of you will see something that somebody you love needs, and you'll just pick it up. And you'll give it to them. You say, well, it's not Christmas. I can't give it to them just yet. I can't just give a gift. God gives us a gift every day. There's not a day goes by that God does not bless us with another Christmas gift. And you say, you can't call it Christmas because it might be in July. Christmas is the day of Christ. Christmas is that because I know Him, I get all things that I stand in need of. Some of these kids got their wants. Let me close with this morning. Sister Sharon, not only does God give us our wants or our needs, but He gives us our wants across time as well. How many of you got more than what you had need of? Raise your hands this morning. Come on, let's be open before God. We've got more than we have need of. God has blessed us with our wants, a long life as well. But the greatest gift that He gave to us was not the house or the car. And I don't say this disrespectfully either. The greatest gift was not our church, wasn't your pastor or deacons. It was not even our spouses, our children or grandchildren. You know what the greatest gift He gave to us was? His Son, Jesus Christ. And folks, we ought to celebrate that from the depths of our hearts. We ought to celebrate so that our kids and our grandchildren know that Christmas is more than just a gift under the tree. It's more than just lights on the house. It's more than just giving and receiving. We do it because we believe in a little baby that was born in a manger outside of Bethlehem. That was born there, that came to give his life so that we could have this life and a reason to celebrate today. No doubt many folks are celebrating in the wrong way. They're celebrating the holiday. They're not celebrating Christmas. True believers celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas because it's a time that we reflect on all the things that God has given to us. How many of you can remember what you got for Christmas 10 years ago? How many of you can remember what you got for Christmas 20 years ago? See, those gifts come and go, Brother Dennis. They're soon forgotten about. But how many of you remember the service that you bowed down upon your knees and asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and to save your dying soul? That's a gift that you will never forget. And it'll stay with you in the good times and in the bad times. And it will stay with you even in your dying hour. You'll be celebrating Christmas because of the life that God gave to us. Sister Rachel, if you would come and sing that song for me this morning, sweetie. I should have warned you beforehand, and I apologize for not doing so. But listen to this song. Today, as we close, our prayer is that you can celebrate Christmas this year like you've never celebrated it before. Some might say, well, you don't know the sad things that I've gone through. You don't know the hard times that I've experienced. But folks, even in the hard times, we know it's God that brings us through it. He's the one who gives us that ability to make it through. And for those that may not know Him as your Lord and Savior, I invite you today not just to celebrate a holiday, but to celebrate Christmas like you've never celebrated it before. Because before, it may have just been a date on a calendar. But when you know Him as the Lord and Savior, it's not just the 25th of December, but it's every day that we can look back and say, I thank God that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to a manger in Bethlehem, to live a sinless life, to die upon a cross, and then to be resurrected from the dead on the third appointed day. And He ascended back to the Father, but I like what He said in the book of Acts when they were standing there. He said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? The same Jesus whom you see ascending 40 days after His death, He will come again in like manner. And folks, He's not coming this next time as a babe in a manger. Don't look for Him to come as a little child. Don't look for Him to come and not even be known to man as some doctors would have it as He goes around the world cleaning the world up. He's not coming for that. He's coming in the clouds of glory to receive His children and to take us home to be with Him. Would you stand this morning while they sing this song and listen to this beautiful song that Rachel learned several years ago, and let it bless your heart. And if you can't celebrate Christmas this morning, we invite you to come and ask the Lord to save your soul, to help you that you would be able to celebrate Christmas this morning in a way that you never have before. Listen to this. Sing it loud. Has His Father's eyes. Yes, listen to this. He can see tomorrow. He saw you and I needing a Savior.
He knows what the future holds.
Yes. He knew that you would need a Savior in your life. Yes.
In Bethlehem, heaven's holy.
How about you this morning?
That all men might.
Can you really celebrate Christmas?
Their sight.
Or will it be another year that you'll celebrate a holiday? Because you don't know Him in a free pardon of sin. Listen to this.
Cold night. The sky has turned to darkness.
Yes. Anybody want to give the Lord a present this morning? You say, well, I didn't bring anything worthy of a king. You know what He asked? Is that we would give ourselves unto Him.
King of the Jews.
Anybody want to do that today? Present your body a reasonable sacrifice, is what the Word says, for us to live and follow Him. Anybody else? Yes. He saw you. He saw me. And He saw a world filled with sin that needed a Savior.
To be nailed here to a rugged cross.
Yes.
And sacrifice His life that all men might receive their sight.
He has His Father's eyes, Brother Ron. Amen. I think it would be fitting this morning if we open up the, I don't see the red books, Brother Rob, but it's probably in the blue book or the red book, the burgundy book, Joy to the World. People say, why would you sing Joy to the World on a Sunday morning? Because we have joy. Not as the world gives, not even as joy that you and I have, but as my Sunday school teacher says, we have the joy, because we have His joy. And knowing Him today, He gives us true joy that you and I can experience. Would you help them sing this song? And don't just barely sing it. If you truly have joy in your heart because you know Him, I want you to sing it with all you got. People say, well, I can't carry a tune. You're not singing for us. Sing it for Him. Would you do that today? Joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in prayer.
Joy today. when we celebrate Christmas in our hearts and our lives. May God bless you on this Christmas morning. Our prayers is that you and your families, as you gather, that you will remember what Christmas is truly all about. That it's not the gift, it's not even the food, but it's the time that we have to celebrate the greatest gift known to mankind, and that the Lord gave us His Son to live a perfect life, to die for our sins, that you and I might have a life that is worth the living. And as you celebrate Christmas today, take a little time out. You know, when somebody gives us a gift, our first response is to say thank you. Today we ought to look up and say thank you for the gifts that God has given to us. And may God bless you. No service tonight. Enjoy your time with your friends and family. Celebrate Christmas and just enjoy the day that the Lord has given to us. God bless you. Come back and be with us on Wednesday night. And as they used to say in the old time churches, let's go pray and come back praying at the next time, expecting great things to happen in the house of the Lord.